two artists there in total sync. Bela Fleck on banjo and Chick Corea on piano there recorded. Actually, the album has a combination of live concert and studio tracks recorded around the time of their last European tour, certainly Chick Corea's last one, because this was in 2019. He died in 21, and that actually the album has just come out in the fairly recently, as a matter of fact, through Bela Fleck's productions himself. And I think that truly grows on you. I mean, I've listened to that album now a number of times, and every time I hear something new, and I realize that the talent of these two guys is just really quite remarkable. A very fine album there called Remembrance. And it certainly does allow some remembrance of the greatness of Chick Corea, working just superbly there with Bela Fleck. It's 11:12 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Keith Black, and I'm about to go into my historical segment. And as I sort of hinted at the outset of the show, I'm doing something today I don't think I've ever done before, certainly not at this level or length of track. I had decided I was going to play the Porgy and Bess by Miles Davis. It seems to me it's the middle of summer, and Porgy and Bess somehow just sort of fits there. It's the 1935 opera by George Gershwin, arranged here in jazz form in a classic album in collaboration with Gil Evans, who was a major collaborator for Miles, and not just with orchestral stuff, but their orchestral collaborations are brilliant. This one is often touted as being the best of them, and it's certainly the thematic style here is really quite remarkable, and it was part of my problem because, in fact, the album follows the orchestra, follows the opera score, if you will, and story. And for me to pull out tracks, it sort of disrupted that to me. And I sat there for a long time trying to figure out, I'll take this one out. No, I don't want to take that one out. I'll take that. Okay, I'll take these two out. No, I won't play that one. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to play the whole thing. It's about 50 minutes in total. I'll break in somewhere around track 6 or 7 and explain what's going on and give it a little more data. But today, you are going to hear the full Porgy and Bess album, recorded in 1958, and it has it is considered historically important, not just because of its content, but because of the fact that it was one of the earlier experiments with modal jazz, as it's called, a formulation that actually George Russell was instrumental in forming, where and I'm quoting now, abandoning the traditional major and minor key relationships of classical music, a new formulation using scales or a series of scales for improvisations. And that became known as modal jazz. And Miles, after this was recorded, and I'm quoting Miles now, when Gil wrote the arrangement of I Loves You, Porgy, he only wrote a scale for me. No chords. Gives you a lot more freedom and space to hear things. There will be fewer chords, but infinite possibilities as to what to do with them. Classical music, classical composers have been writing this way for years, but jazz musicians seldom have, end quote. This is really a superb album, and certainly it is, for a whole bunch of reasons, one of my favorites. Obviously, there is the Gil Evans Orchestra is there. I'm going to read some of the names that you probably will recognize that have parts throughout on some of the tracks, some of them, not all of the tracks. Obviously, Miles on trumpet and flugelhorn, Ernie Royal, Bernie Glow, Johnny Coles, Louis Mucci on trumpet, Frank Rehak, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Willie Ruff, Julius Watkins, Gunther Schuller on horn, Bill Barber on tuba, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, along with Jimmy Cobb on drums on the ones that Philly Joe Jones isn't doing. And it's just a remarkable album, put it that way. I'm going to play the whole thing. It starts with a track called The Buzzard Song and proceeds through all the tunes you may remember or know because they have been covered not only just in the jazz world. But here, I will come in about halfway through to just bring an update because it does go all together about 50 minutes or so. Here is Miles Davis, Gil Evans, the remarkable classic performance from 1958, Porgy and Bess.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Bess, Oh, Where's My Bess is the title of that last track. And we are partway through my historical segment today. And as I mentioned at the outset, I'm doing something today I don't think I've ever done before, at least not with an album this long. I couldn't decide what tracks to take out in order to make it part of my historical segment. And I eventually got to the point of saying, I can't take anything out. I'm going to play the whole album. It follows the opera of Porgy and Bess. It follows the emotions and the striving and the angst and the whatever other emotions take place throughout this whole opera. And I didn't want to leave anything out. It also is an incredible example of the collaboration between Miles Davis and Gil Evans. And their collaborations are absolutely spectacular. This is a classic album, considered by all the critics to be important, both because of the modification of how one looks at improvisation and whatnot through the modal series, and all of that was occurring in the late 50s, and Miles and Gil Evans were in the thick of it, to say the least. I'm going to continue now with the second half of Porgy and Bess. I stopped it on that Bess, Where's My Bess. I'm going to start this next section with the track that is arguably the most poignant. It's called Prayer, O Dr. Jesus, and the writing here is really extraordinary. I find this a very, very powerful track. It follows a sort of a gospel song format, in that Miles' trumpet is the soloist and the orchestra is the chorus. And if you listen, you can hear them musically saying amen, amen, to Miles' angst. And this is a prayer. It's a prayer of pain, and it is an extraordinarily emotional track. And then it moves on to the remaining tracks after that. Some short ones and some ones better known, like My Man's Gone Now, It Ain't Necessarily So, I Loves You Porgy, that sort of thing. And the final track is There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York. Here is the second half of my historical segment today with the Miles Davis, Gil Evans collaboration of Porgy and Bess, starting with Prayer, O Dr. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.